Job descriptions. Grant watched in stunned silence as Oberman slammed furiously out of the professor's office and banged the sliding door loudly shut behind him. The office fell absolutely still. Grant could hear the whisper of the air blowing softly through the ducts in the stone ceiling. "I'm going to head up the tech team," Grant said to himself. "Nate thinks I angled for his job. He's sore as hell." Then he thought, "I guess I would be too if the ulcer bounced me out of my job." At last Ulrich asked in a voice that was low but sharp enough to cut steel, "Where is the damage mirror now?" "On its way back here," Grant replied. "It's about halfway down the Ringwald Road. Should be at the mirror lab airlock in 6 or 7 hours."
"You left it there? You left your crew?"
"You told me to report to you as quickly as possible, didn't you? Well, here I am." Ulrich stared blankly at Grant. After several moments, McClintock tried to break the tension. "Couldn't we repair the mirror instead of recasting it?" Surprised, Grant asked. "Repair it? How?"
"With nanomachines."
"Nanos?" Grant glanced back at Ulrich, who sat as rigidly as a Chinese mandarin presiding over an execution. "Nanomachines can be dangerous," Grant knew. He had considered suggesting using them to Ulrich back when he'd first arrived at Farside, but decided against it. Too risky, he'd thought. Especially in a facility as small as Farside. If some rogue nanos got loose, they could wipe out the whole place and everybody in it. Instead, he had followed Ulrich's decision to spin-cast the mirrors. With the moon's lighter gravity, it was possible to spin-cast telescope mirrors far larger than anything on Earth. Yeah, Grant thought, until you try to get them over the Ringwall Mountains and they crack on you. Half-heartedly.